Hello and welcome to Editor's Picks, a special daily podcast brought to you by Nalin Mehta, the Managing Editor of Money Control. This is a specially curated podcast that brings together the best of the day's exclusives from the stock markets, from the corporate world, and the wider political economy from Money Control's 360-degree coverage. This voice has been generated using AI technology based on a voice clone of Money Control's Managing Editor, Nalin Mehta. India is trying to fix a critical vulnerability in its fertilizer supply chain. The government is preparing a new urea investment policy with a cabinet note in the works to bridge a nearly 100 lakh ton supply gap by offering a clearer subsidy framework alongside floor and ceiling rates for up to 8 years to encourage creation of fresh capacity, reports Meghna Mittal. The push comes as India relies on imports to meet about 25% of demand and faces a rising fertilizer subsidy bill. Another shift is underway in energy markets. The UAE's exit from OPEC could, over time, boost global oil supply and pressure prices, offering India relief through a lower import bill and easing inflation, Arunima Bharadwaj reports. Ishan Gera analyses data to find that OPEC's role in world crude production has been in long-term decline as non-OPEC producers gained market share. Aishwarya Nair talks to experts who say the move will erode OPEC's discipline over time and weaken the cartel's ability to manufacture scarcity, giving importers more room to breathe. With temperatures crossing 40 degrees Celsius across India, e-commerce firms such as Amazon and Flipkart are rolling out heat protection measures such as AC rest stops, cooling vests, hydration support, and expanded medical cover to protect delivery workers, Aryaman Gupta reports. But worker unions argue these steps aren't enough, pushing for protections such as paid cooling breaks and support for heat distress as extreme weather becomes a daily operational challenge. Scrutiny is prompting change within India Inc. In the wake of the TCS Nashik harassment case, Debangana Ghosh and Reshab Shaw report that HCL Technologies, Wipro, Tech Mahindra and Persistent Systems are revisiting their posh safeguards, highlighting independent audits, board-level oversight and employee training as scrutiny around workplace safety intensifies. The political mood across states presents a mixed picture. Exit polls on aggregate in West Bengal are offering a mixed picture, with some giving the BJP a clear win and others projecting a TMC victory, highlighting how unpredictable this contest has become. Tamil Nadu offers a clearer but still competitive picture, with exit polls giving the DMK-led alliance a slight edge over the AIA-DMK. In Kerala, exit polls suggest the Congress-led UDF will edge past the incumbent LDF. However, in Assam, exit polls point to a decisive verdict with the BJP-led NDA set to return to power. And in Puducherry, exit polls give the BJP-led NDA a clear edge over the Congress-led bloc. And finally, Mariam Faruqi reports that Japan has become the summer destination of choice for Indians, with bookings up 30% as tourists flock for immersive experiences. A weaker yen, better connectivity, and a shift toward experiential travel are driving the surge. That's all for today's episode. Thank you for tuning in. If you have any feedback or topics you'd like to discuss, feel free to reach out to us. Until then, stay informed and stay ahead with Money Control.